Prostate cancer is the most common cancer among men, but the recommendations about who should be screened for the disease have changed over the years, leading to some confusion. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Kristen Bibbins-Domingo, the chair of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, which released the most recent prostate cancer screening guidelines earlier this year.
Let's just get prostate 101. What's its role in the body?
So the prostate is a gland that is in the men's lower genitalia area, but you can't see it or feel it. And it is an essential part of a man's normal functioning. It is an organ that develops cancer. It is the most common form of cancer in men as they age. The average age at diagnosis is well into the 70s. And it is oftentimes a slow-growing cancer. That means that many types of cancers in the prostate are those that won't cause a man a problem during their lifetime.
Does prostate cancer run in families?
Yes, there's a family history. Having a father or a brother or an uncle with prostate cancer puts men at higher risk for prostate cancer. And it's something that is really important for people to know when they talk with their doctors, that doctors are aware of their family history. But unfortunately, we don't have a lot of good studies about what we should be doing with men who have a family history, whether we should be screening earlier or more often. But certainly family history is something that one should consider when making the decision to screen.
Let's just talk about the screening. How is it done? What is it?
The screening approach that is widespread and what has been studied is use of a blood test called PSA, prostate-specific antigen. That's a protein that's in the blood, and increases in the PSA can be the signal to lead clinicians to go looking for cancer. The challenge for the PSA is that it's just not a great test. There are many things that can cause a PSA to be elevated. As men age, their prostate enlarges, and that enlargement, even when it's not caused by cancer, can cause rises in the PSA. So the rise in the PSA by itself needs to have follow-up testing.
When we talk about the downside of screening, we really aren't talking about a downside of screening. We're talking about the downside of treating something that wasn't going to harm you.
The concern is that when we look at the men who are diagnosed with prostate cancer based on the studies, the estimates range anywhere between 20 and 50% of men who get diagnosed with prostate cancer having a diagnosis that we would consider overdiagnosis. That means that 20 to 50% of the men who are diagnosed with prostate cancer have a type of cancer that may not cause them a problem during their lifetime. And the treatments, surgery, radiation, have associated with them side effects like impotence and incontinence that occur in most men. It is why we think that it's important for doctors and patients to have the conversation, understand the benefits and harms, and then make the best decision for themselves.
That was Dr. Kristen Bibbins-Domingo, chair of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of their conversation can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.